The ticket is complete. What does Tim Walz, his former colleague in Congress, think of the pick?
He wasn't necessarily one of those members of Congress that you would see on the shows all the time. He was known as a workhorse instead of a show horse.
It's August 6th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Coming up, Johnny Wachter's mother is hopeful for a break in his murder case.
I've heard that there are some people sending in tips to the number that's on the flyer, which is fantastic.
And why the huge fire up north could be bad news for salmon in our state.
Once the fish got home, they were safe, but the fires now are threatening that.
That's coming up. But first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. This is what it sounded like.
I have just the utmost respect for you. I have really.
When Kamala Harris called Tim Walz and said he's the pick.
You have dedicated yourself to our country in so many different and beautiful ways. And we're going to do this. We're going to win. And we're going to unify our country and remind everyone that we are fighting for the future for everyone. So let's get out there and get this done, okay?
Let's do it. Do the work in front of us. Let's win this thing.
All the reaction coming in to Harris filling out the ticket with Tim Walz. Walz was in the military, was a high school teacher and a football coach before being in Congress with L.A. Mayor Karen Bass. My colleague Craig Figner caught up with her about her time working with Tim Walz.
I think Governor Walz is going to be a tremendous vice president.
You and the Governor Walz, then Congressman Walz, right. I think did 8 years by my count together
right.
in Congress.
That's right. I was very excited by her choice. I also think he's going to be great on the campaign trail because that's what we have to do is make sure we have President Harris and Vice President Walz. He was a highly respected member of the House of Representatives, and I like the way they characterized him on TV today. He wasn't necessarily one of those members of Congress that you would see on the shows all the time. He was known as a workhorse instead of a show horse, and we need workhorses.
Full coverage of the vice presidential pick and all the implications on KNX News. 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News, or get the Odyssey app, search for KNX News. Told you yesterday about the police releasing some grainy photos of three suspects in the murder of actor Johnny Wachter downtown. Well, family and friends are hopeful the LAPD may be at least a little bit closer to making arrests. Wachter was shot dead, you'll remember, downtown more than 2 months ago as these thieves were trying to steal a catalytic converter from his car and he confronted them. His mother, Scarlett, tells News Nation she is encouraged that the photo that came out has triggered a number of tips. She says there was absolutely no reason to kill her son.
Just a very kind soul. Loved to climb, loved to be outside, active. It was senseless. He would have given them his car, you know, if that's what it would have taken. He'd have been fine with that.
Anita Joy was Johnny's coworker at the bar. She was with him when he was killed. Says they didn't realize at first that a theft was in progress.
But then once we stepped into the street and saw, you know, the guy has a ski mask and all that, we were like, oh, and kind of stood back. But also, you know, he was like, what are you guys doing? This is my car. We didn't know. I've learned so much about the whole catalytic converter theft that I never even was aware of. Had we known that that was the case, had we seen them like across the street or something, we would have just followed down the corner and never approached. It wasn't like we were trying to, you know, save his car or anything. Like, we just didn't know what was happening.
She said she doesn't feel safe downtown anymore.
Unfortunately, it's not a rare occurrence. I even had somebody tell me they were like, their grandmother was shot over a catalytic converter. So these people that are out there doing this theft, you know, they're not going out there with a baseball bat. They're not going out there with like their own strength. They're going out there with loaded guns, ready to fire at will, whether there's a threat or just somebody trying to protect their own property. I don't feel safe in LA. I've been here for 12 years. I'm from the East Coast originally.
We have the photo of those suspects on our website at knxnews.com. We've been telling you day after day about the burglaries in the San Fernando Valley. Encino in particular seems to be the hotspot. A wave of break-ins over the past month or two. In this case, early this morning, burglars smashed a sliding glass door at the home of a pretty well-known music producer. John Baird was out there.
Another day and yet another burglary in Encino. And once again, just like the other night, the suspects broke into an occupied home. Family of four heard the breaking glass, even saw a couple of the burglars as they retreated upstairs and locked the door and called police. By the time officers got there, the suspects were gone. Their next door neighbor said they heard the helicopters overhead at 3 or 4 this morning. She felt bad for them.
Yeah, it's very upsetting. It's very, very upsetting. I don't know what to do to, I feel so bad for these people that have been, in the middle of the night. People walk, come into their house, and I mean, it's frightening. It's traumatizing. What do you do?
Other neighbors were also rattled by the fact that the burglars broke in when the family was home. Police also tell us there was an incident in Woodland Hills last night. Three suspects in masks went onto a property. Surveillance video showed them jumping over a wall and then jumping back. They were apparently scared off by a dog.
To South LA now are a huge series of raids by both federal and local law enforcement gutted a South LA street gang that they say has existed for almost 70 years.
The arrests of 23 people, along with 6 more already in custody, was aimed at members of the Florencia 13 gang, who were engaged in criminal acts and funneling profits to leaders in prison. 8 others are believed to be hiding in Mexico. L.A. Sheriff Robert Luna says the arrest will send a message to young people in the community who might be tempted to join the gang.
For the young men and women who are enticed by these groups, these individuals that are going to be going to federal prison, after they're found guilty, of course, are going to spend countless nights wishing that they were out with their friends, their parents, doing fun things that maybe some others did that didn't get recruited into this world of victimizing and damaging neighborhoods over and over in our areas. Don't do it. Don't get involved in it. It impacts your families and it'll impact your life.
The raids also netted 21 pounds of methamphetamine, 9 pounds of fentanyl, and 6.5 pounds of heroin, 25 firearms, and almost $70,000 in cash.
Pete Demetrio with the sheriff there. Now to something totally different, I'm telling you about the Park Fire, 4th largest fire in California history, now about 3/4 contained up there in Northern California. We're hearing about how it is threatening an important resource in California, our salmon.
The Chinook salmon has for years been struggling for survival from drought and dams. Now State Fish and Wildlife's Matt Johnson says the fire is now threatening some of the only intact spawning habitats for the fish in the Mill and Deer Creek watersheds.
They kind of always had this good habitat piece that once the fish got home, they were safe, but the fires now are threatening that good habitat.
He says the real threat to the salmon from the fire remains to be seen.
And it's really the upcoming rainy season where we could realize negative effects of the wildfire. The fire burning now is not a direct threat to fish. You're not going to see temperature impacts or anything. It's what could happen down the road.
He says the rain could wash ash and debris into the creeks, killing the fish.
It's Karen Adams on that story. The best and worst states to move to. Guess where this ranking put California? Next. When you make lists like this, you know where California is going to end up. Consumer Affairs says we're the only state to rank in the bottom 15 when it comes to affordability, education, economy, quality of life, and safety. All of them. Here's Brooklyn Bannister, quite a name, with Consumer Affairs.
Their lowest score was for economy. Their unemployment rate was the highest in the U.S.
She says California may have some of the top universities in the world.
But your high school graduation rate was the lowest in the U.S. At 84.5%.
Consumer Affairs says the best state to move to is Utah. The highest affordability score because of very low property taxes, high household median income. We can debate. When you make lists like this, you know where California is going to end up. Consumer Affairs says we're the only state to rank in the bottom 15 when it comes to affordability, education, economy, quality of life, and safety. All of them. Here's Brooklyn Bannister, quite a name, with Consumer Affairs.
Their lowest score was for economy. Their unemployment rate was the highest in the U.S.
She says California may have some of the top universities in the world.
But your high school graduation rate was the lowest in the U.S. At 84.5%.
Consumer Affairs says the best state to move to is Utah. the highest affordability score because of very low property taxes, high household median income. We can debate it. That's the LA Local for this August 6th. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM to stay connected. Ask your smart speaker, Alexa, Google to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Search for KNX News. And if you're not following the LA Local already, not getting it on your phone every day, go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get podcasts. Search for the LA Local, hit follow, and leave us a 5-star rating and review while you're there. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See you.